Ladies and gentlemen, I am over the moon. I seriously am over the moon. I've interviewed a lot of people. We've just found out it's his first ever interview, which is even better. And this guy has become a bit of a phenomenon. And he's going to tell you the story. Now, I just can't... I've got this stupid grin on my face. I'm so pleased you've come on. It's Kev's Caps. Kevin Murray, how are you?
Hello, you're right.
I can't believe you've come on.
Oh, great to see you. Great to meet you, you know.
So pleased. Right.
Oh, thank you.
You're the Liverpool taxi driver.
Yeah.
Before we tell the story, tell us who you are. Just an ordinary guy or what? Or...
Yeah, just a normal guy, you know. Self-employed taxi driver. I've been on them for 15 years on and off now, you know.
Now, tell me, as a taxi driver, have you seen big changes these days compared to when you first started?
Yeah, big changes. Too many out there now, you know, long hours, and you know, it's a shame, really. It has been a big change in the job.
And of course, you've now got this other, we won't even mention its name, the other one that you ring up and get a cab.
Oh.
That's got to, that, the private hires, the Black Hackneys, it's got to be a real dog-eat-dog out there.
It is. Well, since that other firm's come on the scene, the local one, Seaforth and Sefton, we've more or less come together, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. But so it's you know, you're all staying together.
Yeah.
So you're a taxi driver, an ordinary guy. Family, friends, do everything normal. And then one day, what happened?
One day, I thought, I've been putting memories, you know, as I go around with my camera, the cabs, because it's long hours and you get bored. I started with my camera. I was taking pictures of Liverpool and the city. I had a Facebook group on the go. And then I uploaded, I do a lot of scouts abroad, like yourself. Someone from Australia, wasn't it? I put a video up and said, oh, I like that, Kev, and all that, and could you do some more? And then, but I used to upload them on YouTube and stuff like that. And then when this Facebook, are you allowed to mention Facebook?
Yeah, of course. No, most definitely, because this is what's really changing. Yeah, go on.
Since he brought Facebook Live out around about May, I've been recording, you know. I've been talking to people all around the world. It's great, you know, scouts abroad and stuff like that. I've met some great friends, you know.
Now, this started then with just a camera.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Just a
you
camera.
You had no idea where you are today that this would ever happen.
No. Just a camera with the bracket, you know, hands-free.
Right. Yeah. You're in a taxi now.
I'm in a taxi, saying on the rank now, I want to go live, or someone in the back now. I've been getting people in the back. Let's go live, Kev. But I'm in a taxi, in the rank. I just press one button, that's live. And then on the way then, start talking, start saying, oh, how's your day, what's the weather like? And then someone will pop up then. That's it, they pass the time away.
Now, you're saying people are getting in the back of the taxi now and saying, let's go live.
Oh, yeah, do you want me to do quizzes with them and all that? Do you do? Do you want to do a Brookside quiz with me and stuff like that? Yeah. Oh, it's hilarious.
Now, are there passengers that don't want it?
If you don't want it, I don't put them on. I do get followers getting in saying, hi, Kev, I know you from Facebook. You're not on the video. I go, oh, no. I have got a big sign. I've got two signs saying your voice is recorded. You know, and I've got another sign saying you're live on Facebook. But if you don't want to be live, just tell a driver. It's, you know, and you can tell anyway, you know. They say to get in and say, can we go live, Kev? Or someone say, oh, well, you know, don't go, you're not live, are you, Kev?
Kev, when did it start taking off? When did you start noticing that it was getting ridiculous, that it was getting, whoa, what's happening here?
Well, I'd say when the new Fiverr come out, you know the new Fiverr?
Yeah.
I was on Voyage, got a job from Stanley Cease, got to Vauxhall Road, and this young lady gave me the Fiverr, and I'm like, wow, what's that? Because I don't listen to the news, I don't read the papers, you know, so I'm a bit like... You know, when someone tells me something in shock, like the clown, for instance.
Yeah.
But the Fiverr, when she gave me the Fiverr, I thought, what's that? And she went, I said, that's not real, that. She went, is this a new Fiverr? I said, go away, it's not. She said, yeah. And it's just amazing. It has made that you can look through the hole and everything, you know, the plastic. And then just went off there. And then the Lab Bible, that was another Facebook thing. It went on there and like got about 2 million viewers on there.
2 million people. Why do you think it's happened like this?
I don't know. I really don't know, please. And it's not an act, you know.
Oh, no.
I was made up with the Fiverr, you know.
No, but I've been looking at them. No, but that's why it works. Now, First of all, who's the lovely lady with you?
This is me, Mrs. My wife, right. Dawn.
Now, what does she think? And does she realise how big it is?
She thinks I've lost the plot. She said, I've lost the plot. What are you doing videos for? It does take a lot of my time, Peter. I know she did have 1 to 2 days off, but since I've been doing these videos, I haven't really been off, have I?
It's taking over you.
It's taking over. I am. I've got addiction.
But she can also check where you are and what you're doing.
Yeah, the safety. Well, this is another thing, Peter. You know, even if people in the back, you know, like you get young girls and say, listen, you know, I can go live and you can watch them all the way to the destination to make sure they're all right. So I think every cab in the city, every private hire, as long as it's safe and you got in the bracket, your two hands are on steering, I reckon you also go Facebook Live. It's safety, isn't it? It's just great.
Imagine every taxi driver doing it. Now, I've got to ask, what are taxi drivers saying to you?
Oh, they're just thinking off my head, you know. They're really thinking off my head. They think I'm funny, but they're thinking off my head, you know. Some of them are all right, you know, but some of them are letting on. A private eye, believe it or not, Peter, I've done charity work. I've done a burger challenge. I don't know if I can say where I've done it. Uncle Sam's on Bowl Seat, they made me feel welcome. I made £950. I've done a burger challenge, what weighed £5.
You ate it?
I left a bit of bread, you know. But it was a really good course, Pete. And then I was working on the ship roads by Walton and Seaforth. I've got to mention his name, Chris James. He works for Seaforth. Even the private eyes have come up to me, Pete. Yeah. And he donated the £10, he said, to the charity. I said, click on the link, because I've got a link, just give him link. And he said, no. And I was amazed with that. You know, that was Saturday night. Yeah, he flagged me down.
Has anybody had a go at you over it? Any taxi drivers?
No.
They see the side of it that's fun?
Yeah, yeah.
Do they realise how big it is around the world?
I don't know.
Do you realise how big it is?
No.
You say 1 million and 2 million, but do you realise, you just said 1 or 2 million?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I don't realise. I don't know.
I was going to book you for Panto.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind. Pete, you can do a radio, you and Jonathan in the back of my cab.
Well, what I want to do, in fact, is,
in
a moment, I would like to actually, in here, and just video me being at the back of you, imagining I'm in your cab. So we're actually going to do that. And then while this interview's on, we're going to put it up for people to see while the interview's on. We want to take this one stage further.
And do you know what, Pete, just before you went... I get across and all, because people inboxing me now saying, how do we get on the taxis? My page and all has showed what we do put up with, you know, people in the back and stuff like that, drunks and that. You've got to be patient.
On a serious note, I'm glad you said that, because I don't envy any. I think it's safer to be a Black Hackney because you've got that wall.
Yeah.
How private hire do it, I don't know.
Oh, and I
fear for taxi drivers these days, because we're living in a very horrible world sometimes. There's lovely people, but there's also a lot of people there that want to do a runner without paying you, or want to do this, that, and the other.
Since I've had this signing, you're now Facebook Live, that stops them. So for any cab drivers who don't really want to go live because they get cameras shy, just put that sign in, because it will stop them.
That's fantastic.
Everyone's on Facebook
Live. That's a great piece of information.
Yeah.
What's the funniest call you've done, in your opinion?
The
funniest one you've done, in your opinion?
In my cab? Yeah. When someone pooed in the back of my cab.
Right. That was live on air?
That was... I uploaded that one,
She or he downloaded and you uploaded.
I'd say not.
That's incredible.
But it had to be nice, though, Pete, you know, because you've got to treat all the public the same. So it's trying to be nice.
Well, no, Pooh, you've got to be nice.
But the other cabbie said, why didn't I charge him £20 fee? But I went, I'm not like that. I just charged him the £4, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. And if they're sick in your cab, you've got to get it cleaned out, etc. You know, which is a pain.
I had one of these clowns in the back of the cab.
Yeah? A clown?
Yeah.
One of the frightening ones?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Yeah. Well, I was going down the road and she said, I'm one of your followers. You haven't seen the clown. Because I didn't know what was going on with all these clowns. I said, oh, no. And next minute she put this mask on. I said, well, hang on a minute. I've got to go live here. So I went live with the woman in the back of the cab.
Yeah.
Other people seen the bad side, because I didn't know what these clowns were doing. People were all chasing kids to school and all that, weren't they? You know, all around the world.
Well,
and
not all. Some were doing that and some were just frightening people anyway.
And some of them like to thrive on that, don't they?
What
understand?
Did yours look like?
She looked scary.
How long do you go live for?
Well, as long as when I get bored, you know. People want me to... Do you know what, people want me to go live 24 hours and they don't realise I've got a family, you know, I'm going to go on, but they want me live 24 hours. But it's 9 out of 10, about 20 minutes, because you get run out of words, what to say,
what
don't
you? What do you do about batteries and everything in your car, in your phone?
I was charged by my battery, funny enough. Yeah, you know, you've got a charger phone. I've even wrecked the battery, it's not my car, but I rent it, you know. I've even there, I think I've been through about 3 car batteries.
Now, has Facebook been in touch at all?
Well, do you know when I went off air, Pete?
Yeah.
They cut me down, I was devastated. You know, because it is my life now, it's took over my life, you know. come out, no one knew. It was uproar, why everyone went mad that I went off air, because they said, no, get Kev's back. If someone, I don't know who it was, I think it was someone called Matty, started a Facebook page, get Kev back on air. It just went, bless it, even the echo got hold of it.
Wow.
But they were inboxing Mark, who owns it in America, I don't know his second name, but they inboxed Mark in America, and he got me back on.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how long were you off for?
Possibly about 18 hours, I think it was. Right. Not long.
Oh, not that long then?
No, because apparently you get 3 days banned, and they got me back on.
So did they just say you're being banned?
Yeah, no reason at all. Never
no
from this
reason.
Day. Didn't get an email piece or nothing.
Just all of a sudden it was stopped?
Yeah.
You must
have
been devastated.
I was. I was transferring all my followers onto my YouTube, you know, but I was devastated. You know.
The other thing is, and you said yourself, you get addicted to this, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
People
I think
don't
I've
understand.
Got a problem.
She's shaking her head in the back going, yeah.
I don't know if I need to see someone, please.
Well, you can get addicted. Are you going to come and talk to us? Come on, yeah.
She's actually come on one of my videos lately.
I have, I'm coming on a few of them now, yeah. People
right.
saying, aren't they?
Now, when did you realise he was doing this?
Oh, well...
This is Kev's wife, by the way, ladies
and
gentlemen.
It is, I don't know, I mean... Since he's done the taxis, he's been on and off the taxis and then he gets bored with them and there's all, you know, the problems with being a taxi driver, as you've mentioned before. So then he thought he needed a hobby, so he started taking the photos and he was doing, like, photographs around Liverpool and he was putting them onto a Facebook page and people were following you on that, wasn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Like, memories of Liverpool and things like that. Then he started progressing from that to actual doing little tours in his taxi so people could see where he was going, because people were saying, oh, do you know what, I have, like, from, like, say Australia, America, and we're getting onto this Facebook page and saying, do you know what, Kevin, I'd love to see that street because I lived there, I don't know, 10-15 years ago, and I'd love to see how it's changed. So we said, to tell you what, I'll do you a live video. So we'd go down the street in his cab and do a live video for them. And then that progressed then into this Facebook Live. As the Facebook Live come about, you sort of grabbed hold of that, didn't you, and went with it. And it's just, it's been insane.
How has life changed for you? How do your friends and family react?
Well, at first, before it really took off, I think they thought he was a bit nuts, and I think they were questioning me as well, you know. I was a bit nuts as well. I think it was when the lad Barber got hold of that video with the 5-pound note, and then it really saw, so your followers took off, and they took off and they realised that, you know, he was sort of funny without being, without trying to be funny, it was just him, it was just his way, his personality. And for me now, we can't even go into a shop now, every single shop we go into, anywhere in Liverpool, anywhere at all, somebody knows him. It's madness, it really is.
You want photos and stuff like that?
Yeah, you want photos.
I nearly had someone coming across the other side of the road on Dukesies and nearly got knocked down, Peter.
I had to get a photo?
Yeah, I had to do a video to say, please, if you see me, look both ways before you come over, you know.
Everything's about...
Unbelievable.
So have we had the toilet break filmed yet?
Eh?
When you've been in the toilets, have we had the toilet break filmed yet?
Dan, to work on that piece.
No
bedroom shots.
No.
Not at all, I can tell you that. No.
I'm just waiting for Gogglebox to sign me up.
Are you enjoying it?
Oh, look, yeah. I mean, it could end tomorrow, please. You know, it could end tomorrow. Sometimes I get stressful. I mean, what they don't realise, my followers, is you want this, that, and that, but it's costing me £22 a month for the internet, you know, and I'm always on it, aren't I?
Yeah.
I am enjoying it. Sometimes
but
I get stressful.
It's a hobby.
But you get your trolls. holes, yeah. as you'd know, Pete, you know.
You don't. Get,
I do.
You don't have problems like me.
Oh.
I don't have a go at you. Do you know, it's a terrible word, and it's one word, jealousy.
Yeah.
It's a terrible word, and it covers a multitude of sins. Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I
am embracing this and talking to you because I think it's fab.
Oh.
When you have life's characters out there doing what you do, it makes life interesting.
It does.
Makes it fun. And it gives our city a fantastic name.
Yeah.
Doesn't do us any harm.
That's what would have stopped me eventually, the trolls. I mean, they've calmed down a bit now, but he had one fella starting his own picture, you know, took a profile picture. And doing his own Facebook page saying it's me, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, I had a blog like that, but that's another story.
Yeah.
Well, Kev, I think it's absolutely fantastic you've come in.
Oh, thanks for
that. How do people
please.
Find you?
They type in on the Facebook, Kev's Cab Live from Liverpool, and they'll get me on that one. And on YouTube, but on YouTube is Kev's Cab Liverpool.
And they're already and recorded. Twitter. They're the recorded ones.
I just do recording, on Facebook and
but
YouTube.
But live, and how often do you go live?
Oh, it's getting there. I'd say about
times a day.
I'd say about five times a day now. Yeah.
And how do they know when you're live?
It comes. Those get a notification. So when I go live, because they've liked my page, to give them opportunity on the live.
Yeah.
Whether you want to receive notification when it goes live, and you do.
Right. So what is it again?
It's a Kev's Cab Live from Liverpool.
Fantastic. And where are you in Liverpool? Have you got your own rank where you are?
I'm normally at Stanley Street, but where the job takes me, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, when I get a job down, you know, different places, that's when I go live. And when no one's in my cabin, I give a little tour, you know, around me tour. But that's where mostly Stanley Street or sometimes Walton Vale.
Right. Kev, I can't thank you enough. What we're going to do now is we're going to have a couple of photographs and then we are going to stage a taxi. Kev is going to be where he is and your missus is going to be with me in the back seat.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
So we're going to be in that and we're going to video this and this will be up in a moment. Kev, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, sir. And thank you, Jonathan. Thanks both of you.